The Florida Department of Health is reporting the first case of the Zika virus in Pinellas County. The patient caught it on a recent trip to the Dominican Republic. Another case was reported yesterday in Orange County. This brings Florida's total to 107. So far, all the cases are travel-related, meaning no one's contracted the Zika from mosquitoes in Florida. Meanwhile, U.S. health officials say urine testing is more likely than blood testing to detect Zika virus infection in many patients. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued new testing guidelines today, saying the virus particles can be detected at higher levels and for a longer period of time. Experts say new guidance will make it easier to test people for the virus. Until this week, CDC officials have said the best way to detect Zika virus is by checking a patient's blood within a week of their symptoms appearing using a sophisticated lab test. Now, the CDC says to use the same technique on urine. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson is still trying to get Congress to approve $1.9 billion for a Zika response plan.